Checking high school volleyball around the region last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Clarinda sweeping three from Atlantic, 25-12, 25-11, 25-21 were the game scores. Glenwood took three of four from Shenandoah. Lewis Central outlasting Red Oak 3-2. It went 15-12 in the third and the fifth and deciding game. St. Albert defeated Creston 3-0. It was Kemper Catholic, a 3-game sweep over Harlan. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, Trainer downed Underwood 3-1. Tri-Center over AHSTW 3-0. Audubon down Griswold 3-0. Missouri Valley over Logan Magnolia in 3 straight. IKM Manning swept 3 from Riverside last night. Also from the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK over Woodbine in 3 straight. Coon Rapids Bayard took 3 out of 4 from West Harrison. In the Corner Conference, Sydney beat Essex 3-0. Fremont Mills over South Page in 3. Bedford defeated South Page 2-0. Fremont Mills beat Bedford 2-1. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley a winner over Lennox in 3 straight, while Nottoway Valley had to go 4 to defeat East Union 3-1 last night in girls volleyball. In high school cross-country action last night, AHSTW hosting an invitational, and it was on the boys' side, Underwood winning the team title as they win it with 61 points. Woodbine was 71, the runner-up. Riverside had 89 points for third. St. Albert fourth with 105. Logan Magnolia, Audubon Trainer, and AHSTW round out the rest of the field. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was the individual champion with Dalton Fisher of AHSTW, the runner-up. Thomas Kahn of Underwood placed third. Otis Macheka of Riverside was fourth. And also Cade Jensen of Audubon placed fifth. Rest of the top ten, Ben Henriksen of Audubon, Seth Groover of Woodbine, Dean Hansen of Riverside, Blake Patton of Underwood, and Leo Garrigan of St. Albert round out the top ten on the boys' side. On the girls' side, it was Underwood winning the team title there also with 28 points. I'll make that 26 points. AHSTW had 72 points for second. Logan Magnolia was third with 75. Riverside fourth with 94. Trainer and St. Albert round out the rest of the team standings. Individually, Underwood's Carly Larson was the champion with her teammate, Ryan Porch, just behind in second place. Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia placing third. Mary Grace Martin of Underwood was fourth. And Kylie Cook of Underwood placing fifth. Rest of the top 10 included Alexis Post of Riverside at 6, J.C. Schumann of AHSTW, and Mackenzie Mantle of AHSTW were 7-8, and their teammates were 9-10, Josie Denning and Heidi Hall of AHSTW placing 9th and 10th in that meet yesterday. Well, still early, but the 13th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes have been dominant in their 2-0 start. Led by senior quarterback C.J. Beathard, the offense has topped the 40-point mark twice, and the Hawkeyes have converted 9 touchdowns and 1 field goal in their 10 trips to the red zone. They hope to maintain that momentum this weekend when they host FCS top-ranked and 5-time defending national champion North Dakota State.
We've played pretty clean football for the most part. We've done a pretty good job taking care of the ball. Penalty-wise, we're doing pretty well. Those kinds of things, the red zone stuff. And stats, again, aren't huge right now, but, hey, certainly like to be building a good base for sure. And those are things we work hard on in practice. We spend a lot of time in camp on all those areas, like everybody. So you like to see that, you know, that work is maybe paying off a little bit.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says the Bison have put up mind-boggling numbers in their 5-year reign at the top of the FCS ranks, including a 20-0 record in the playoffs.
5-0 the last 5 times out against FBS teams. I think it's 8-3 now since 2006, and all those, I assume, are on the road. So, you know, they're not strangers to having success on the road, going into venues and playing well.
Ferentz says North Dakota State will offer the Hawkeyes a different kind of challenge than they've faced so far this season.
To me, their style of football reminds me of the last two teams we played at the end of the season last year, Stanford, Michigan State. So it's a different kind of challenge for us. The faces changed through the years with North Dakota State. Names change, faces change, but the way they play looks very, very similar.
Well, the Hawkeyes have played some of the top FCS programs the past few years. And while many consider this a no-win situation for the Hawkeyes, Ferentz says the players are more focused on recent history. He pointed to the 2009 Orange Bowl team that needed to block 2 field goals to escape UNI.
Yeah, you know, that illustration right there is just, you know, when you play anybody that's good, and UNI was very good that year. They've been pretty good traditionally. North Dakota State, ditto. I mean, just, you know, it's, you got to get ready to go. And we'll let other people worry about perception, all that kind of thing.
We'll have that game for you Saturday. Early start, it's 11 o'clock kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. 9 o'clock, we're on the air with the pregame show Saturday morning. Well, the Big Ten heavyweights spent the first 3 weeks of the season beating up on lesser opponents while climbing the rankings, with five teams in the top 15 of the Associated Press Top 25, more than any other conference. It's time for the Big Ten to get to work. The schedule Saturday is full of big-time matchups. Third-ranked Ohio State visits number 14 Oklahoma. Number 4 Michigan hosts improving Colorado. Number 12 Michigan State travels to number 18 Notre Dame. Nebraska hosts number 22 Oregon. In the new playoff era, meaty matchups like these in the non-conference may become more common. Nebraska coach Mike Riley says such scheduling adds intrigue and excitement to the season. Well, number 13 Iowa lost one of the Big Ten's best running backs in Jordan Canzari, but so far they haven't missed a beat early in the season. Iowa's dominance on the ground, which was crucial in its first 12-0 regular season in 2015, has only gotten stronger through the first 2 weeks of 2016. The decision to split carries between senior LaShawn Daniels Jr. and junior Akram Wadley has been a brilliant one so far. Daniels has racked up 195 yards and 3 touchdowns on just 25 carries, and Wadley has 170 yards with a Big Ten best 8.1 yards per carry and 3 touchdowns. Iowa, ranked 10th nationally with 6.3 yards per run, will likely look to lead with its rushing attack yet again when they wrap up non-conference play Saturday against North Dakota State. In baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals have made sure the Chicago Cubs won't celebrate a division title at Busch Stadium today. The Cubs' magic number to win the National League Central remains 3 after the Cardinals used a pair of 2-run homers to turn a 2-0 deficit into a 4-2 triumph over Chicago. Brandon Moss snapped a 2-2 stalemate with a blast in the 6th inning, just 4 innings after Aledmys Diaz tied it with a round tripper. Alex Reyes got the win in relief after Jaime Garcia worked just 1 2/3 innings, the shortest outing in his 146-start career. Reyes surrendered 6 walks, but just 1 hit over 4 1/3 innings as the Cards stayed a half game back of the New York Mets in the battle for the National League's final wildcard berth. That outcome means the Cubs stand a good chance of wrapping up the division at home. As for the Mets, Jurys Familia blew a 3-1 lead in the 9th before rookie T.J. Rivera belted his first big league homer in the top of the 10th to lift New York past the Nationals 4-3 in Washington. Elsewhere in the National League, San Diego knocked down San Francisco 6-4. The Giants now just a half game up on the Cardinals for that first wild card spot, or just a game ahead of St. Louis, rather, as the Mets are just a half game back. Pittsburgh beat Philadelphia 5-3. Miami over Atlanta 7-5. Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 6-4. Arizona over Colorado 11-4. Pinch hitter Yonder Alonso delivered a 2-run double in the 8th inning, and the Oakland Athletics rallied past Kansas City 5-4 Tuesday night. Another key loss for the Royals as the defending World Series champion Royals dropped 5 games out of the wild card race. Only 18 games remain in the regular season. Elsewhere in the American League, Tampa Bay beat Toronto 6-2, Minnesota over Detroit 8-1, Baltimore beat Boston 6-3, Texas over Houston 3-2, White Sox beat Cleveland 8-1, Seattle over the Angels 8-0. Interleague play saw the Yankees beat the Dodgers by a final of 3-0. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.